We're doing a review of Binyan HaBayit, our classes. And we began the class discussing how Ish ve'Isha together make the Jewish home. They are a Bayit. Bayit means Bet Kibul, potential for blessing. And we began with the famous Gemara that a man's life, that is the Adam, the concept of Adam, a human being in his highest form, begins only when a man is married, Ish ve'Isha, and that is the source for bracha, Torah, etc. Asheroi b'lo Isha, asheroi b'lo bracha, b'lo tova, b'lo choma, b'lo Torah, etc. One who is without a wife doesn't have good, doesn't have blessing, doesn't have Torah, doesn't have a wall, doesn't have security, doesn't have a... The source of much of the blessings for a man is his wife. And we began with discussing the foundations of the Jewish home. We said one of the foundations is going to be ahava, love. And we said that in the concept of love, we have to stress what the verse says, achati yonati tamati, my beloved one is single, she is the only one. We must stress the fact that she is the one and only, there's no one else. And we can always express our love, we should always express our love. Love is not something that's contained to the bedroom, but rather should be expressed at all times, in every way that's possible. Ended on that even when the couple are forbidden and they're not allowed to touch, etc., there are ways that they're permitted to us show their love to one another. We discussed that there are two forms of love. The tribes between the Jewish people and Hashem. There is an eternal love that is the foundation for the relationship, and then there is a love that swells and becomes great, and then it ebbs like the tide. That is normal. It's normal that both should be a foundation of love that is always there. And two, there's love that gets stronger and weakens, and that's normal, that there are ups and downs in life. Like everything in life, there are ups and downs in feelings that couples feel for one another. And people have to know that that is normal, and it's not only normal to have a down for a day or a week or a month. Couples also go through downs of years. There are difficulties of years. There are difficult years in people's lives, and sometimes the relationship suffers as well. We try to undo it. We try to shorten the downs and expand the ups. But at the end of the day, a person shouldn't be scared, even if there's a period of years where there's a down. We discussed the importance of never saying the word get in the house. One of the most fundamental feelings that a wife and a husband need in a marriage is the feeling of security in the marriage itself. And that the mere insinuation that there is a thought that this marriage could come to a close is one of the worst threats you could ever give a marriage. And we mentioned a story about the couple who were married many years and had many, many children, even married off some children, and he once insinuated that they might get divorced, and she took it so to heart that years later, got divorced, and the foundation for that divorce was the fact that he once insinuated it, and she couldn't stand it. We said that Pasuk tells us, God says, "Ve'lishech teshukatech," that God creates the marriage in a fashion that the woman always needs to feel her husband loves her, and that's part of the way the relationship is built. They both have to express love, and she has a very strong need to be told time and again. One can never that he is wife enough and loves her. And the worst thing that a man can give a woman is